Hey, I'm Ed Ronco, and you're listening to the Up North Lowdown from Interlaken Public Radio. We're trying something a little different this week. Instead of our usual collection of stories, we're bringing you just one. And it is a story about deer, money, and big piles of carrots, or apples, or whatever else deer are interested in eating. Since 2018, it has been illegal for people in Michigan's Lower Peninsula to put out bait for deer while they're hunting. You know, a pile of carrots or something. And there are people who think the ban is really important to stop the spread of disease, and others who think it doesn't make any sense for a few reasons. It is interesting now because Michigan's Department of Natural Resources needs money. Since last December, the DNR has been asking state lawmakers to increase license fees for things like hunting, fishing, and boating. And as you might imagine, that is an unpopular idea. But it could also be an opportunity for those who want the ban on deer baiting to go away. Here's IPR's Ellie Katz to explain.
This time of year, Jim Sweeney's food plot in Leelanau County doesn't look like much. It's a small field with some sparse grasses and a deer blind off to the side. But come fall, it'll be a different story.
So on like a good fall day, what does it look like when the deer are here?
Like a lush lawn.
Sweeney's planted clover over the years and sometimes beets and turnips. Groups of deer visit this plot nearly every day of the year. Sweeney captures them on trail cameras he's got set up around the field. Growing a food plot for deer to eat is perfectly legal, and people do it all across the state. And in places where the soil's a little better than Northwest Michigan, some people plant corn.
They love corn. A lot of guys will plant corn, and then they'll run the tractor through it and kind of knock it down a little bit, and the deer will just feed off it all fall. Which is not a heck of a lot different than just dumping some corn. I mean, it's essentially the same thing. And that's been one of my issues, is that banning baiting while allowing food plotting or promoting food plotting, there's just a contradiction there that has just always struck me as being ridiculous.
Baiting, or putting out piles of food to attract deer for hunting, has been illegal in the Lower Peninsula since 2018 to prevent the spread of chronic wasting disease, a neurological illness that is always fatal. Sweeney wants to see baiting allowed in counties where the disease has not been detected, like Leelanau County. He argues the state has plenty of regulations that contradict the baiting ban and do help disease spread, like antler point restrictions, or allowing baiting in the UP, where chronic wasting disease has been detected. Lots of hunters agree on this, including State Representative Parker Fairbairn, a Republican from Harbor Springs.
What we want to do is legalize it across the state, and we're hoping that'll bring more people in.
Fairbairn signed on to a state house bill introduced in May that would lift the Lower Peninsula's baiting ban. He thinks allowing baiting again will help boost dwindling hunter participation. Others say more baiting equals more deer being hunted, which would lower deer populations and limit the spread of disease. But a similar baiting bill in 2019 was vetoed by Governor Whitmer after opposition from the DNR. Fairbairn thinks things could be different this time around. With a few changes to the legislation, he thinks the DNR might entertain the idea of baiting to get those license fee increases.
There's a lot left to be determined, but I think there is, that would be a leverage point there.
The DNR declined to comment on this legislation, but in March, the department confirmed to the Detroit News that it's open to negotiating on baiting penalties.
It's a bad idea, and it's a bad idea in exchange for another bad idea, so it's a lose-lose strategy.
Russ Mason is a former DNR wildlife chief. He's now a lobbyist and consultant on wildlife issues in Michigan. He thinks a quid pro quo for baiting bills and license fees could have dire consequences. There's no cure for chronic wasting disease, and it can't be eradicated.
Once you establish CWD, there is only one trajectory up. And the question is whether it goes up fast or it goes up slow.
There's some science to say baiting might speed up that trajectory. Sonia Christensen studies wildlife disease at Michigan State University. She says disease transmission in a population hinges on one big thing, density.
When you have things that are closer together and contacting each other more, those pathogens can more readily transmit.
In other words, more deer in closer contact increases the risk of disease transmission. Christensen, along with other scientists from MSU and the DNR, recently published a study looking at the different types of contact deer have at bait sites, food plots, and in the natural landscape.
Generally, the density of deer is just lower at a food plot than in a bait site. The fecal deposition as well is going to be less concentrated in a food plot compared to a bait site.
Scientists think CWD spreads through contact, either direct contact between deer or indirect contact with an infected deer's feces or urine. The disease can even linger on plants or soil. This study found that all those types of contact, direct or indirect, were higher at bait sites than at food plots or on natural landscapes, in some cases much higher. But still, why not allow baiting far outside the zone of where we've detected CWD? Tim Van Dielen has an answer. He's a professor of wildlife ecology at the University of Wisconsin-Madison, and he says the problem is that deer disperse. They move. In the Midwest, deer sometimes go as far as 100 miles, which means a deer from one place can infect others.
In Wisconsin, we call those sparks, where disease pops up in counties where it hasn't been seen. And I would think that probably, you know, if you make the analogy to a grass fire, if you add bait to the mix, then you increase the fuel load. You increase the probability that that disease can then take hold and then flare up, so to speak.
In southwestern Wisconsin, anywhere from 20 to 40% of adult deer are infected with chronic wasting disease. That's around the point where deer dying from disease and deer dying from natural causes outpace population growth, and the deer population starts declining. At that point, Van Dielen says, something else starts to happen. An ick factor creeps in. People don't want to hunt deer as much, and the one tool for controlling deer populations, hunting, starts to wither away. We're not there yet in Michigan, but scientists like Van Dielen say limiting baiting can keep CWD spread here low.
My advice to Michigan is that the costs outweigh the benefits. You don't get large-scale improvements in deer harvest. You make it a little easier, but essentially, the early hunters get a few more deer and the late hunters get a few fewer, but it evens out. But what you do is you buy time.
Time for scientists and managers to figure out a way to deal with chronic wasting disease. And trading that time in to make higher license fees more palatable, he says, could mean sacrificing a long-term benefit for short-term gain.
IPR's Ellie Katz reported that story. This reporting was made possible by the Northern Michigan Journalism Project, led by Bridge Michigan and Interlochen Public Radio, and funded by Press Forward Northern Michigan. We'll catch you next week with another story. I'm Ed Ronco. Thanks for listening.
Planet Money helps you understand the economy. We find the people at the center of the story.
Garbage in New York, that was like a controlled substance.
We show you how money influences everything.
Tell me what you like by telling me how you spend your money.
And we dig until we get answers.
I had a bad feeling you're going to bring that up.
Planet Money finds out. All you have to do is listen. The Planet Money podcast from NPR.